Emily Rodder's Ravenhill Mysteries, Cry of the Cat. Written by Emily Rodder and Mary Forrest, and read by Rebecca McCauley. I really like cats. I guess it comes from having one of my own. And for a couple of days, Miss Moss's missing cats kept coming into my mind. I wondered whether any of them had been found. I thought how worried their owners must be. All the same, life is pretty busy with school and the pen and everything, and after a while I forgot about looking out for Mushka and Marmalade and the others when I walked around Ravenhill. Then all of a sudden, my life seemed to be full of cats again. It all started when Liz cornered me after school on Friday. "Elmo," she said dramatically, clutching at my arm, "I've done something awful. And you're free this afternoon, aren't you? Could you do me a huge favour?" "Well, I guess so," I said, feeling flattered. I threw the peel of the orange I'd been eating into the bin. "What's up?" She smiled with relief. Liz looks nice when she smiles. She's not at all glamorous like Rochelle, of course. Thank goodness. Liz is about the same height as me, with brown hair and hazel eyes. And she's got a really friendly, interesting face. She ran her hand through her hair and clutched at her school bag, which was slipping off her shoulder. "Come on, I'll explain everything on the way," she said. She started dodging through the crowd of kids going home, making for the school gates. I followed, trying to keep up. "Oh, I've been so stupid," she gasped, pelting along. "See, all this week I've been reading this book about raising your self-esteem. It's so interesting, and I sort of forgot everything else, so I forgot..."
"All right," I said with a grin. "I knew about Liz and her hobbies. It was one craze after another with her. Don't tell me you forgot you had a teen power job that starts today. Is that it?"
She nodded, chewing at her lip, watching for the traffic lights to turn green.
"And I've got Miss Plummer on Fridays. You know, the old lady I run messages for," she chatted. "And Sonny's got a special gym class this afternoon, so..."
"So you want me to do the job?"
"That's it. If you don't mind, Elmo. It's in Acacia Street, fairly near here, near your house too."
She looked at me sideways. I shrugged. "Fine," I said simply. She beamed.